Do you love a good detective show where they crack the case with hidden clues? If you answered yes, then buckle up, data enthusiasts, because Bites and Brews is back, where we dive into the real world of hidden patterns and information goldmines, data. In this session, we will talk about financial enterprises turning into data powerhouses, uncovering insights that will change the way you see the world and maybe even recommend your next binge-worthy show. So, the last episode of Bites and Brews was all about the goldmine hiding in your enterprise, unstructured data. We cracked the code on how to unlock its power for AI advancements, empowering it with better decisions, smoother operations, and all with transparency and ethics at the forefront. Today, we're diving into a hot topic that's brewing a revolution in finance, banks, and the cloud. That's right, the stoic brick-and-mortar institutions we know are undergoing a digital transformation, and at the center of it all is the cloud. We all see the sleek, modern buildings of banks, but behind those facades lies a surprising truth. Many banks rely on outdated, complex systems. These legacy systems, built years ago, are expensive to maintain and hold back innovation. This might leave you wondering, in today's digital world, why are banks so slow to move to the cloud? There are a few reasons. First, security is paramount for banks. A data breach can be devastating, so entrusting sensitive financial information to a cloud provider is a big leap. 72% of bankers, according to a 2022 Accenture survey, believe complying with data privacy regulations is a major challenge in cloud adoption. Regulations also add complexity. Banks have strict data privacy laws to follow, and navigating those with cloud adoption can be challenging. But security concerns aren't the whole story. Many banks are simply risk-averse by nature. The idea of a large-scale migration to the cloud, potentially disrupting daily operations, is understandably unsettling. There's a fear of the unknown, a reluctance to abandon the familiar even if it's less efficient. This can stifle innovation and make banks less adaptable to the changing financial landscape. Here's the good news. The tide is turning. The benefits of cloud computing are undeniable. A recent IBM study found that 82% of banking executives believe the cloud is essential for developing and launching new digital solutions. Cloud-based systems are more agile and adaptable, allowing banks to keep pace with changing customer needs and roll out new financial products faster. Think of it as a cost saver too. Banks only pay for the resources they use. Plus, the cloud fosters collaboration. Banks can work with fintech startups to develop innovative, data-driven solutions. For example, JPMorgan Chase, a giant in the banking world, uses a hybrid cloud approach. They keep their core systems on site, but leverage the cloud for a variety of other applications like fraud detection and risk management. This lets them enjoy the cloud's agility and scalability while ensuring the security and compliance of the most sensitive data. In the race to the cloud, banks are chasing the golden trio: flexibility, affordability, and speed. But before they hit the jackpot, there's a hidden hurdle many miss: UData. How they handle it will determine if the cloud becomes their playground or their biggest headache. Give it a thought. Banks are overflowing with data. Every transaction, credit history, market trend, regulation, it all adds up to a massive information dump. A recent IBM study even predicted the global data lake will reach 175 zettabytes by 2025. That's 1.75 trillion gigabytes. But here's the catch. Buried within that data ocean lies a treasure chest of valuable insights. The problem? Banks need a way to analyze and manage all that information effectively before they can unlock its potential. So, let's explore more on why data analytics is critical before a bank sets sail for the cloud. Number one, the cloud doesn't like clutter. Imagine you are moving in. You wouldn't just shove everything into boxes and dump them in your new place, right? The cloud is like your dream home, but migrating messy data is like a bad moving day. Inconsistent formats, duplicate records, and incomplete information can clog up a bank's data systems. Moving this mess to the cloud just creates a bigger mess in a new location. This is where metadata analytics comes in. It can identify these inconsistencies and help banks clean and categorize their data before the move. Not only does this make the migration smoother, but it also saves money on cloud storage. Studies show poor data quality can inflate cloud storage bills by up to 70%. Number two, choosing the right cloud? Not all clouds are created equal. Some offer stronger security, compliance, or data residency options. By using a combination of metadata and content analytics, banks can understand their specific data needs and regulations. This intel allows them to select a cloud provider that best aligns with their data governance strategy and risk tolerance. For example, a bank with a global customer base in the millions might prioritize a provider with a strong international presence and robust data residency options to comply with regional regulations. Number 3. Unleashing the cloud's power. The cloud is basically a supercomputer with amazing tools, but without a clean and organized data foundation, banks can't leverage these tools effectively. Using a content analytics helps them understand what data is most sensitive, for example, customer transactions and credit histories, where it lives and how to use it for insights. This knowledge empowers them to harness the cloud's true potential for things like fraud detection, customer segmentation, and risk management. Imagine analyzing past transactions to identify fraud patterns. That's the kind of power the cloud offers, and content analytics is the key to unlocking it, potentially saving banks millions in losses. Number 4. Building trust in the cloud. Security and privacy are big concerns when it comes to the cloud. By understanding their data landscape through content analytics, banks can demonstrate a proactive approach to data governance. This not only fosters trust with regulators, but also reassures customers that their financial information is secure in the cloud. Content analytics helps banks identify and classify sensitive data, allowing them to implement stricter access controls and encryption measures within the cloud environment. This proactive approach strengthens compliance with regulations and builds trust with customers in an increasingly data-driven world. Moving to the cloud is like moving to a swanky new apartment, but wouldn't you declutter first? That's where data hygiene and analytics come in. They're the cleaning crew and organizers who make the transition smooth. With a clean data slate in the cloud, banks can unlock cost savings, rock-solid security, and total compliance. Feeling empowered? It gets better. Introducing the Hitachi Vantara and Data Dynamics partnership, they're not an average cloud migration partner. They're more like data dream teams, working together to create a secure, compliant, and optimized cloud foundation for enterprises. Imagine a cloud-based data center, not just powerful, but overflowing with intelligence. With Data Dynamics Unified Data Management software, you can see exactly what data you have, where it resides, how it's being used, and how much of it carries sensitive or customer information. This empowers banks to make informed cloud migration decisions, like efficiently allocating resources, streamlining operations, and implementing the needed security protocols. It's like having a detailed map and compass for your data journey. But navigating the cloud requires a secure and reliable destination for your data. Here's where Hitachi Vantara steps up. They ditch the one-size-fits-all approach and craft infra solutions specific to each bank's needs, all thanks to their object storage for hybrid cloud, HCP. Essentially, Hitachi Vantara gets the data house in order before the big move, ensuring everything is secure, efficient, and ready to thrive in the cloud. The ultimate goal: to transform banks into data powerhouses. All right, folks, that's all we have for this episode on building data powerhouses in the cloud. Thanks for tuning in to Bytes and Brews, where we're all about sparking curiosity, driving innovation, and giving you the power to shape the AI universe. Together, we're charting the course for the future of data. But the data journey never stops. In our next episode, we'll tackle a critical topic for any data-driven organization: balancing control and democratization. We'll be diving into a new episode, Balancing Control and Democratization Efforts, 6PI Management Strategies for Data Empowerment and Security. Hit that subscribe button, share this episode with your network, and spread the word. Together, let's shape the future responsibly, one data-fueled episode at a time. Cheers!